224, thanking John for leading the opening praise. This time we'll stand. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? 224, let's stand as we further worship the Lord, please. Together, please, in a word of prayer. Take a moment to still ourselves. We come into the presence of Almighty God. Let's all pray. Our gracious, eternal, loving Heavenly Father, thank Thee again for the opportunity and privilege that is ours of coming into Thy presence in the attitude of prayer. We praise Thee, we do so in that name that is peerless and powerful, and through the merit of the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Thy Son, and our blessed Redeemer. We thank the Lord for the new and living way that has been opened up for us. And we thank the Lord for the one who is seated at Thy right hand, and who ever lives to plead the merit of His own precious blood for His church. And, O God, we thank Thee this night for each one in the gathering who can sing as a word of testimony that they've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank Thee we no longer are clothed with the filthy garments of our own righteousness, but Lord, we thank Thee we're clad, we're covered, we're clothed in the spotless garment of Christ. And Lord, we're accepted in the Beloved, and we have a standing tonight where before we had no standing. And indeed, Lord, we were at once afar off, but now we've been made nigh by the precious blood. And oh God, we praise Thee, Lord, that we're found in Thy house this evening to worship and praise Thee. Thank Thee, Lord, for Thy goodness toward us already today. Thank Thee, Lord, for Thy word to our heart this morning. We bless Thee, Lord, for the comfort that Thou hast given to us, whereby Thou hast said, in My Father's house are many mansions. And, O God, Thou hast gone to prepare a place for us. And if Thou dost go to prepare a place for us, Thou wilt come again and receive us unto Thyself. Thank the Lord that Christ is coming back one day for His people, and He shall present His church as that spotless bride with exceeding joy. And, O God, we rejoice, the child of God tonight has the blessed assurance it is well with our souls, and one day we will be absent from the body, and we will be present with the Lord, which is far better. We desire, Lord, and we love Thy presence down in earth, but what will it be to be up there? What will it be to be in the immediate presence of our Savior and our God? What will it be, Lord, when faith gives way to sight and we see the King in all His beauty? And oh, we pray that Thou might bless us this night. And Lord, as we would give our thought again to heaven, and Lord, as the way to heaven will be laid out before the hearts of men and women, yea, we would say that the way of life and the way of death, and Lord, we pray as the ways will be laid out, that men and women might be wise and choose life. And oh God, this night, that Thou would, Lord, visit with salvation blessing. Oh, we're praying, Lord, for this week of meetings, that it would not only be a blessed week for Thy children, but it might be a week of salvation. It might be a week of restoration for those that have grown cold and on bypath meadow. Lord, may they be drawn back by the cords of love, even to their first love. Oh, answer prayer for us. To that end, we would pray that Thou would shut out every distraction, and Thou would close out the devil. And oh, we pray for the running forth of Thy precious word. We pray for hearts to be prepared. We pray for ears to be unstopped. We pray, Lord, for the scales to be lifted off eyes, that, Lord, they might see the beauty that is in Christ as they've never seen Him before. O God, answer our prayer. Lord, we pray to that end Thou would bless Thy child as he comes to bring the word that Thou hast laid in his heart. Lord, he needs Thy power. He needs that fresh anointing from above. May he know the help of God tonight, even behind the sacred desk. Give him, Lord, liberty this evening. And, oh God, we pray that each soul might be able to testify leaving that the Lord was there. Lord, not that so-and-so was there, but that the Lord was there. And the Lord spoke to my heart. God, do a work this night. We pray for those that are unable to be out. Draw near to them. We pray for those that even will listen in and look in. Lord, may there be a blessing for each soul. Remember, Lord, Thy servant's church in Port Hope, Ontario. We thank Thee, Lord, for those that abide by the stuff tonight. We pray that Thou would bless that little flock. And, oh, that Thou would feed them again on the living word. And, Lord, that Thou would work amongst them even in His absence. Father, we look to Thee, that Thou would remember our people that are laid aside with sickness and they cannot get out. Those that have many troubles to face even maybe this week. Lord, may we pray that they might be borne up by the everlasting and loving arms of their Savior and God. Remember those that have been bereaved. Remember the Emery family even this week, and where death has come to that family. And draw near, Lord, and fill the empty chair. Remember, Lord, the McBride home again. Remember the McGill family again. Lord, be with each one. And oh, we pray that the God of all comfort would continue to be their portion. So, Lord, do abide with us. Help us this night. Do us good. We pray these things in our Savior's precious name. Amen. 293. You're singing well. 293. I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. We'll stand again. 293. It's page 294. At this point, welcome each one in the Savior's precious name. It's good to see you in the house of God tonight. We welcome each and every one, whether young or older alike. If you're visiting with us, we're glad to have some visitors. We're glad that you're here. I trust that you'll feel at home in our midst this evening, and that the Lord might richly bless each one of our souls, even tonight and during this special week of meetings. We welcome those listening into the webcast and the DVD ministry. We are encouraged that you're doing so. We trust the Lord will bless you tonight, even where you are, as you join with us. We're going to sing 604 while the offering and tithes is lifted for the Lord's work. Let's watch the words as we sing it. We're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. But some of you are out of Christ and held by many a snare. We cannot leave you lost and lone. We want you over there. 604, remaining seated for the first part while the offering is lifted, please.
Thank you.
Maybe just take your hymn book while you're setting this time. I will sing a few verses of 597. Who are these beside the chilly wave, just on the borders of the silent grave, shouting Jesus' power to save, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 597. We'll just, as I said, sit as we sing a few of these verses, please. Him now as he comes and speaks to us this evening, entitled the message he has, The Way to Heaven.
Well, we were reading this morning from John chapter 14, and we'll return to that chapter again this evening, because this morning we were looking at where is heaven. Well, Bible tells us where heaven is. Now we need to know how to get to heaven. And so we want to consider this evening the way to heaven. And we know how Thomas asked that question, and the Lord told him the way. So we're turning to John chapter 14. And again, we'll read these very familiar verses. Verses I'm sure that we all learned in our Sabbath school days, maybe the first portion of scripture that we did learn. So John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we just end our reading there at the 6th verse. Pray the Lord will bless public reading of his holy word to our hearts this evening. We'll look to the Lord now in prayer once again. You know the Lord, will you lift your heart to the Lord now? And ask the Lord to come by his Spirit and power and use the word tonight to lead men into the way that will lead them to the Father's house, to heaven, home, and glory. Let us pray. O Father and eternal God, we're glad as we draw near to the close of another Sabbath day that we're found in thy house. Lord, we're glad to be here this evening. We're glad, dear Lord, that we're here to spend time around the word. What better way to close out the Sabbath day than to be in the Lord's house with the Lord's people and with the Lord's word. Lord, we thank thee for heaven and all the Bible tells us about that wonderful place. But Lord, our thoughts tonight are taken up with those at this moment in time are not on their way to heaven. Lord, they've never been to the cross of Calvary, never been washed in the blood. Lord, our hearts go out to them this evening and our prayers go up for them tonight. And we ask thee, O Lord, that ere this meeting passes into eternity, that men and women and young people, by thy grace, will enter into the way that leads them to heaven, home, and glory. Come now, Lord, and grant to me the power of the Holy Ghost. Grant to me the help to preach the word. And in preaching the word, Lord, help us to preach Christ. Speak well of his blood and his finished work. For we ask all things in the Lord's name, and always for the Lord's honor, praise, and glory. Amen. John chapter 14 and verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? The Lord has just been speaking about the Father's house. And here Thomas comes to the Master and say, Lord, we know not the way. And Jesus saith unto him, but Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, repeatedly throughout his ministry upon earth, the Lord Jesus referred to his Father in heaven. As we noted this morning, only the Lord spoke about his Father's house. And the Lord Jesus, when speaking about his Father, would often refer to his Father in heaven. He said to his disciples, Matthew 5, verse 16, glorify your Father which is in heaven. In the same Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 45, the Lord said that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. We know that our Father is omnipresent. We know that he's all places at all times. But the Lord Jesus referred to heaven as being his Father's house. And his Father was in heaven. And didn't he teach his disciples about prayer? And when he was teaching them about prayer, he taught them, give them a pattern for prayer, and he says, this is how you begin. Our Father, which art in heaven. And on another occasion he said, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Learned heaven is the Father's house, or the Father's house is heaven. I think it's a lovely title for heaven, my Father's house. And as we considered that this morning, it's a place of dwelling, place of gathering, a place of fellowship, a place of joy, a place of communion, place of happiness. But it's one thing to know about the place. It's quite another thing to know about the pathway. Indeed, Thomas, on behalf of his fellow disciples, asked that very question. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Lord, tell us the way to the Father's house. There are those here this evening, and you know about the Father's house. You've heard it spoken on often enough. You've heard about heaven often enough. But tell me, are you in the way? Can you honestly before God this evening say, I am on my way to heaven? If you can't, then the Lord has a word for you tonight. Because that's what we'll be dealing with, the way to heaven. And here we have, first of all, in these words of Thomas, the inquiry. Here's the inquiry from the lips of Thomas. It was a very simple inquiry. How can we know the way? And to that simple inquiry, the Lord gave a simple answer. How can we know the way? The Lord Jesus said, I am the way. Simple. I am the way and the truth and the life. Here we have then, as far as Thomas certainly was concerned, a difficulty. He didn't know the way. The difficulty for Thomas was that he didn't know the way to the Father's house. It's like many today. All they have their own idea about heaven. And how many times in the course of my ministry have I asked individuals, well, are you saved? Are you going to heaven? And what do you get? Well, I hope so. Is that what you would say? Is that the response you would give to that question? Are you going to heaven? And you say to me, well, I hope so. Well, my friend, that'll not do. I'll tell you right now. That will not do. No good having a hope so, unless your hope is in Christ, you'll not be in heaven. You'll not be with us in the Father's house. And you have your own idea about heaven and how to get there. But like Naaman, who was a great man with his master and his king, but Naaman was a leper. The little maid told him where he could be cleansed from his leprosy, and he went and stood outside the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha told him through his messenger, go and tell that man to go and wash 7 times in Jordan. Naaman was mad. And what did he say? But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call in the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Mark those words, I thought. That's the problem. I thought. Well, I think I'm good enough for heaven. Well, I think if I do the best I can, I'll be all right for heaven. You see what was wrong with Naaman? He thought there was some other way he could be cleansed from his leprosy. He thought there was some other way rather than go to Jordan. And that's the problem. So many people think there's some other way. But there's not. There's no other way to get to heaven except through Christ. Tens of thousands, yea, millions of people over the years, over the centuries, have been looking for some other way. And they haven't found it, and they never will, because there's just one way. Now, if you're looking for some other way, you're wasting your time. There are people tonight, as you sit in this gospel meeting, there are people tonight, and they're in a lost eternity, and they were thinking the same thing that you're thinking. I wonder what their thoughts are doing for them now. I thought there was another way. I thought my good works would do. I didn't think God would cast me out of his sight. After all, I'm a good person. No, that's not the way. How can we know the way? The Lord said, I am the way. Of course, there are those who are very proud of how they live, how good they are. They think there's no way God's going to keep me out of heaven, out of his house. They believe they're good enough for heaven. Oh, they think, well, salvation, this matter of salvation that you talk about, that's all right for that drunkard that lives down the street. That's all right for that murderer. That's the sort of message for those people. People like that, but no, I'm a good, upstanding person in my community. God will accept me. God will have in his Father's house. I will find acceptance with him. I pay into the church. I've always done the best I could. I've been a good neighbor. So you think you're good enough for heaven, do you? But let us put it to the test. Have you ever in your lifetime taken something that doesn't belong to you? Well, if you did, what does that make you? Makes you a thief, doesn't it? Have you ever at any time told an untruth? Have you ever said something that's not true? So what does that make you? Makes you a liar, doesn't it? Have you ever taken the Lord's name in vain? What does that make you? Makes you a blasphemer. So if you've taken some that doesn't belong to you, that means you're a thief. You have in your lifetime spoken an untruth, that makes you a liar. You have at some time or another taken the Lord's name in vain, that makes you a blasphemer. Now, does that qualify you for heaven? I don't think so. In fact, I know so. Because this is what I read in the Word of God. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. No, you see, the Father's house is not for liars or blasphemers or thieves, but hell is. Now, where do you stand? Can you say you're in the way for heaven? You see, all those sins that you have committed, they need to be washed away in the blood of Christ. If you don't get to the cross, and you don't get to that fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, I have to tell you, you'll not be in heaven. And that's very sad. And so Thomas asked the question, how can we know the way? This is difficulty. And then you have his dullness. Thomas told the Lord that he and his fellow disciples were not sure, did not know the way to the Father's house. And yet, think of it. For over 3 years, Thomas sat under the ministry of Christ. And what did they say about Christ's ministry? Never man spake like this man. The old Pharisees one day sent out their officers to arrest the Lord. And they came back empty-handed. They wanted to know, did you not arrest him? Why didn't you bring him? And that's what they said. Never man spake like this man. In other words, Christ arrested them. And there was Thomas and the others, and they'd sat under the ministry of the greatest preacher ever. And yet he still says, how can we know the way? For those years, the Lord had taught the way of salvation. The Lord had taught the way to heaven. And yet Thomas still came and said, how can we know the way? That's a bit like some here, I'm sure. Because I believe it's the same in every church. We can only speak of our own denomination. But I'm sure in every one of our churches and our denomination, there are people who have sat in the pew year after year after year after year. And their names come up every week at the prayer meeting. They could nearly preach the gospel themselves. I wonder, am I speaking to a person like that here tonight? How many years have you sat under the gospel and you're still not saved? Do you know something? You die as you are, and you're hell of the two hells. Hell is a place where the fire is not quenched, and the worm dieth not. What is the worm? I believe the worm, the undying worm, is a man's memory. And you'll have a memory in a lost eternity like you've never had before. And you'll remember every meeting. And you'll remember every gospel message. And you'll remember every time the preacher appealed to you, called upon you, prayed with you, received Christ. You've sat under the preaching of the word for years. And what are you waiting for? We refer back to Naaman. There he came to the house of Elisha. Elisha said, go wash in Jordan 7 times. And he didn't want to go. He had leprosy. And he was told if he went to Jordan, he'd be cured of his leprosy. Why, you would have thought he went. He would have went running to Jordan. You're dying in your sin. There's a heaven and there's a hell. You're not ready for heaven and you're going to hell. And you've been told about Christ, who will save you from hell and save you for heaven. Tell me then, what are you waiting for? Why have you not received the Lord as your Savior? Why are you not in the way to heaven? Look at the people in this church. You know them all very well. You see this congregation every week. You talk with individuals in this congregation. You talk with your minister every week. What will it be like then for you when you're separated from these folk for all eternity? Never to speak to them again. Never to speak to your minister again. Tragic, isn't it? And yet Christ is here. And Thomas says, how can we know the way? The Lord Jesus said, I am the way. He had heard the message over and over and over again. He just did not appropriate it to himself. Maybe that's your problem. You know, the gospel's preached. Reverend Patterson preaches it every Sabbath day. Other preachers come, same message. But you never seem to appropriate it to yourself. It's somebody else. But that's no good. That's not going to work for you. Whenever God's servant preaches Christ's word, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that's a message for you. Not the man next door. Not the person sitting behind you. It's for you. You need the Lord. You need to be saved. You need to be in heaven. You need to escape hell. It's for you. Now tell me, how many more messages are you going to listen to before you come to Christ? Because the day will come when for you it'll be the last message. It'll be the last invitation. It'll be the last sermon. It'll be your last day. And we'll not see you in the Father's house. There's one thing at least we can commend Thomas for, his desire. How can we know the way? At least he was interested. Evidently, Thomas and the others wanted to know about this way. My, that's encouraging. It's encouraging when someone wants to know and inquires about the way to heaven. Like a Philippian jailer, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Oh, you like to hear that, don't you? Or as it was with a certain ruler who asked the Lord, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Why, you like to hear people wanting to know about the way of salvation. It's an encouraging sign when souls inquire about eternal matters. Have you ever inquired? When your minister has visited your home, have you ever said to him, "Sir, would you show me the way of salvation?" Have you ever said to him, "What must I do to be saved? I'd like to be saved." That would encourage God's servant greatly. And encourage a lot of people who've been praying for you at the throne of grace. Oh, that more and more people would say, "What must I do to be saved?" Oh, that more and more souls would say, "How can I know the way?" Oh, that more and more who come to this house on a regular basis would make this same inquiry. How can I know the way? You asked that question tonight. And I will tell it o'er and o'er. Christ receiveth sinful men. I'd make the message clear and plain. Christ receiveth sinful men. And praise God, he does. Sinful men. Came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's you. No, it's not. No, it's not the person beside you. It's you. You have the inquiry, then you have the instruction. The Savior now instructs Thomas and the others regarding the way to the Father's house. And Thomas had said, "How can we know the way?" And the Lord Jesus replied, "I am the way." First of all, a simple way. In the instructing of Thomas about the way to heaven and the way to the Father's house, the Savior simply said, "I am the way." Want to know the way to heaven? I'm the way. You need to come to me. You know, some people just can't get over the simplicity of the gospel message. That's right. I have a man in my church, and that's what his wife tells me. He's not saved, but she says that he says he would often say to her, "It can't be that simple." But it is. That's it. He says it can't be that simple, but it is that simple. There's no ritual involved. There's no ceremony involved. There's no card to sign. There's no pilgrimage to go on. Repent and be converted. Your sins may be blotted out. Now that's simple, is it not? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's simple, is it not? Repent, believe. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call. Look unto me. And be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Repent, believe, call, look, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now tell me, can you get anything more simple than that? You're all familiar, I'm sure, with the conversion of the young C.H. Spurgeon. Brought up in a Christian home, but Spurgeon, till his young teenage years, felt he had something to do. He just couldn't grasp the simplicity of it. He said he would have went on his knees from John o' Groats to Land's End if it meant at the end of that journey he would have peace with God. And then one January on a snowy day went to Methodist Church. The preacher didn't turn up because of the bad weather, and one of the deacons or elders stood up and preached. And that was his text: look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. And the man stood up and he preached just in his very simple way. And he happened to see Spurgeon sitting. And he looked right down at him. And he says, young man, you'll look miserable. He says, you'll be miserable in life and you'll be miserable in death. Look, the Lord said, look unto me and be ye saved. And he said to young Spurgeon, says, that's all you have to do is look. He says, surely a child can look. You don't need to be educated to look, he said, a child can look. Keeping his finger pointed at Spurgeon, he says, young man, look and be saved. Spurgeon said, for the first time in his life, he recognized how simple it was. And the way to heaven is just as simple today. I am the way. Notice it's a single way. I am the way. The Lord makes it very clear that he is the only way. The only, one and only way to the Father's house. When Noah built the ark, there's only one door. Missed the door, there's no entrance into the ark of salvation. There wasn't a number of doors. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side. One door, one way. Now, my friend, if you don't come to Christ, who is the way, you will not be in heaven. People say, oh, well, it's the way you interpret those words. No, it's not. if the Lord says, I am the way, there's only one way to interpret those words. That Christ is the way, one and only way. Not the Muslim way. Not the Buddhist way. Not the Mormon way. Not the Jehovah's Witness way. Not the Romanist way, but God's way. God's way. You need to get into God's way and how it is and what is God's way. Christ, always the Lord Jesus. He said, I am the way. He didn't say he was one of many ways. He's the way. It's also a sure way. The Lord said, I am the way and the truth. You can be sure of that. And since Christ is the way and he is the truth, then you can be sure of reaching heaven. Isn't that great? The people say, well, I don't know how you can be so sure. I think it's very presumptuous. Why? Because they are individuals that have this hope-so religion. Hope it'll all turn out well in the end. But when the Lord Jesus said, I am the way and I am the truth, then that's a sure way. Because Christ is the faithful and the true witness. I know. People today would rather believe the lie. Rather sit in a church where there's a man in the pulpit and he hasn't a clue about the way to heaven. So he's not going to tell his people the way to heaven. And he'll tell them, you just do the best you can. And you'll find acceptance with God. I'll tell you, that's a lie. That's a lie. People have been told, no matter what you believe, as long as you're sincere, you'll be in heaven. That's a lie. That's not the truth. People have been told that if they're devout, if they're devoted to their religion, they will be in heaven. That's a lie. People have been told that there are many roads to heaven. As long as you're devout, as long as you're sincere, you'll get to heaven. I tell you, that's just another lie of the devil, who's the father of lies and the truth is not in him. No. No, there's only one way. And it's the way of truth. And when the Lord Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, I am the truth, well, then you can be sure that there's no other way. And unless you enter into that way, you're lost. Lost forever. And yet so many people would rather believe in a lie. As Isaiah tells us, 28:17, judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuse of. I tell you, my friend, if you're depending on a lie that you've been told, then the fires of God's wrath will burn up your refuge of lies. the fierceness of God's anger will blow away your refuse of lies, and you'll be left there naked before a holy God. And you know what God will say? Depart from me. I never knew you. That's a strong word, that never. Depart from me, ye cursed. I never knew you. That word never means never at any time. And yet here you are tonight in a gospel service amongst friends, amongst praying people, and they're hoping, praying, and trusting that you'll be saved tonight. You could never have a better opportunity of being saved than right now. This is your best opportunity to start out on that way that leads to heaven. Tonight, this Lord's Day evening, tonight is your best opportunity. It's a satisfying way. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. That's what the psalmist said. I shall be satisfied. And won't we all be satisfied when we reach glory, knowing that when we shall see him, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. We'll see him. And we'll be like him. And we'll not want one thing. We get to heaven, we'll be satisfied. I'll tell you something. You receive Christ tonight, and you'll be satisfied. Now none but Christ can satisfy. In another name for me, there's love and life and everlasting joy. Lord Jesus found in thee. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Yes, everlasting life. But that's not all. John 10, verse 10, the Lord said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That word abundantly is interesting. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That word abundantly means above the common. Above the common life. Are above the ordinary life. Is not what you're living now just an ordinary life? Ah, my friend, you don't know what you're missing. I tell you, you don't know what you're missing. You make Christ, claim Christ tonight as your Savior. Step into the way, and you'll have a life that is above the ordinary. You'll have a life that you wished you had lived years ago. You're only fiddling about now, trying to find something in the world that'll help you or satisfy you. You might as well give it up. For now none but Christ can satisfy. No other name from me, there's love and life and everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. You'll find a life in Christ, praise his name, that's above the ordinary. You will. In the last place, and quickly, you have the impossibility. For the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You have there the exception. The Savior was very strict in what he said. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Father, remember, Father's house, Father in heaven. No man cometh unto the Father. No man will get to the Father's house but by me, because I'm the way. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter what kind of a man you are. Prophet, priest, prelate, president, message is the same. No man. Doesn't matter if the sinner is devout, dedicated, diligent, devoted. No man, you'll not get to heaven. You'll not get to heaven if you don't receive Christ, who is the truth. Did we sing it tonight? You must all needs go home by the way of the cross. No exception. No entrance. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Lord began by talking about my Father's house. The Lord saying, you'll not be in my Father's house. I'm glad I'm going to the Father's house one day. And I'll meet the mother of mine who went before me. Maybe, my friend, you have folk in heaven in the Father's house tonight. Will you join them? They made you promise, didn't they? Before they left the scene of time, they made you promise that you would give your heart to the Lord and that they would see you in heaven. Well, have you done that? We're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own life. But listen, some of you are out of Christ and held by many a snare. We cannot leave you lost and lone. We do. With hand and heart tonight, we do want you over there. So what's it to be? This is the way. And there's no escape either, because the Lord said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You must come to Christ, you see. You must. You'll not get to heaven if you bypass Christ and you bypass the cross. So what's it to be? I've just been in two prayer meetings since we arrived. And I've heard names mentioned in that prayer room. Lord, save so-and-so. Lord, save so-and-so. Lord, they've been here for years. So what's it to be? I am the way. I trust by God's grace you'll be in the way tonight, and we'll see you in the Father's house. May God enable you to come this evening. Let's bow our heads in prayer.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for Thy presence. Thank Thee, Lord, for answering prayer, enabling Thy servant to deliver the message that Thou hast laid in his heart. And we praise Thee, Lord, for such a message. We thank thee for the simplicity of it. Where Christ could say, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That way that is exclusive. O God, may men and women tonight not miss the way. Lord, give deciding grace. Give the gift of faith in the closing seconds of this meeting. And Lord, that soul that has been mentioned in prayer might simply come. They might look. They might call. And tonight, Lord, that their feet might be on that way that leads to the Father's house. O God, speak on, we ask of thee. Move by thy Spirit, Lord. Spirit of the living God. Lord, descend upon this gathering afresh. That the fear of a lost eternity might grip that hardest heart. And tonight, Lord, the word would be like that hammer that breaks that hard heart in pieces. Lord of mercy, part us with thy fear. May the best yet to be tonight. May another soul prepare and be ready for the Father's house. We pray these things in the Savior's precious and worthy name. Amen.